two-man rooms. Three men were in there, and my two elder roommates were guys who'd come back from the war. They were much more worldly wise than I was. So I moved into Lincoln Hall probably January of 49, and that's where I lived the next 3.5 years. That first floor, of course, had, seems to me, bigger rooms. And the next floor up, there were smaller rooms. That two-man room with three men was pretty cozy in there. There were bunk beds and maybe a desk. I didn't do much studying there because the library, what's now Clark Administration, was just a five-minute walk away. And after I'd been there a year or two, I moved down to one of those ground floor corner rooms. And there were just two of us in there, and the room was bigger. The dean of men, the fellow who was the faculty member, who was dean of men, was also master of Lincoln Hall. And he and his wife, it was Bob Griffin, Dr. Griffin, professor of speech and debate, who was there, and he was a stern-faced man. He looks like he had the face maybe of a boxer whose nose had been punched in. He could, if he glared at you, you knew you were in trouble. But he was a wonderful man. He was a father figure.